This is Stacy Stallings interviewing Lorraine Hanson at her home in Gallatin, Tennessee on March 30th, 1996, and we're going to be discussing the Depression. If you just give me some brief information, maybe about, you said earlier that you were married. You can talk about, you know, how it affected your marriage, maybe, or your children. How many children did you have?
When the Depression first started, my husband was, we were living in Omaha, Nebraska, and we had one child, a little boy, who was 3 years old during the first part of the Depression. And my husband was working with the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. He had worked there very long, and of course, he wasn't getting any fabulous wages. In fact, in those days, they didn't pay wages like they do now. He worked as a telegraph operator for the telephone company. And he also, whenever he could get a chance, he worked at the Burlington Railroad in Omaha, down at the depot, the main depot, as a telegraph operator for 2 or 3 hours whenever he could get the time available that they had available. Generally, it would be he would probably work in the for the main office of the telephone company from about 6 in the morning until maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So, of course, there were a few hours available in the afternoon when he had free time to work on at some other place. So he, most of the time, he did work at the Burlington, sometimes in the depot, the main depot downtown, and sometimes in one of the offices. Doing telegraph operating. Sometimes, if he could possibly do it and get the work, which he needed very badly, he would teach telegraphy for one of the business schools in the evening in Omaha. I don't remember the name of the business school, but they taught different business activities and jobs. We lived on the not on the far outside suburbs of Omaha, probably about I would say 3 miles possibly out of the city, the main city of Omaha, in one of the little suburbs. We had a modest home. I think we probably paid, as I remember, about $20 a month. And that $20 was probably all we would, money that we would make in 1 week. And so we had to be very careful the way we spent our money. I remember that we sat down and had a budget which we figured to spend for groceries. And thereon hangs a tale. I can remember my husband taking my little 3-year-old boy's coaster wagon and walking down early Saturday mornings, every week, rain or shine, to go to the Omaha Potato Market downtown and pick up bargain potatoes. And then he would go over the next stop to what we called the meat markets. And there, if he got there in time before the other people in the same financial condition that we were, he was able to pick up some pretty good soup bones. That's what we called them. And they would be the end pieces of the big pieces of bone, of meat, that they had used the day before, sold the day before. And there wasn't anything wasted in those days. And we were very fortunate we could get bones with quite a lot of meat on it and make enough soup so that it would almost last us for 3 or 4 days or maybe more. And then, of course, we would get day-old bread and rolls, day-old. Some of them maybe that had been selling for maybe, I can't exactly remember the price now, at least 10 or 15 cents, a dozen for the rolls, or maybe a loaf of bread might have been around 7 or 10 cents. And we could probably on Saturdays maybe get it for 5 cents. So we would, my husband would pick up as much as he could, as much as we could afford at that time, and that would help us during the week. And of course, we watched the sales always for canned goods or for fresh vegetables. We could get fresh vegetables on the weekend easier also. And of course, we didn't send any clothes to the cleaners. We would have to get I have some kind of cleaning fluid, I don't remember now what it was, take a galvanized tub out in the backyard and wash the slacks, my husband's slacks, out in the backyard, hang them on the line till they dried and aired out. And it was quite dangerous, but we saved the money for the cleaning. And of course, I did all my own laundry, and my washing machine was not an electric machine. It was a machine which was powered by my right arm. I can remember pushing that thing back and forth. And then, of course, most of our laundry was done in our small basement. Put it in the basket, carry it up the stairs, and hang it on our outdoor lines. Sometimes, if the weather was bad, then we would have lines all over the basement waiting for it to dry.
So your husband was able to keep a job during most of the Depression?
Yes, he was.
You were able to stay ahead?
Yes, he was. He was a hard worker and very reliable. And he was able to keep the job and support us.
Well, what about your money? Did you keep your money in the bank?
No, we kept we divided our money up on payday in envelopes. And so much for utilities, so much for house rent, so much for groceries. And if we had any left over, he would use it to take the streetcar to work instead of having to walk. But most of the time he had to walk, and it wasn't easy in the wintertime. In Omaha, they had some heavy snows, and it wasn't easy. And another thing which I recall that was one of the hardest things for people, especially the younger people with young families, was trying to pay the doctor bills. And of course, we didn't have a doctor until we just desperately needed him. And I have known doctors who were kind enough. In fact, we were very fortunate in having such a doctor who let us pay our bills $1 a month. And of course, the bills weren't high like they are now, but they seemed high enough to us at that time that it was a chore. But we were honest people, and the doctors knew that we were doing our best, and they were very kind to us, very courteous to us.
So you think the people, basically, they work together? Now, they wasn't fighting against each other, but they all worked together to make things better.
I think the people were probably much kinder to each other. And another thing that I remember, we didn't have to do it, but we had friends who, there would be several members of the families who had formerly been living in homes by themselves or apartments by themselves, who had to get together in one home. Sometimes as many as three families together that we knew of. And they would have to take turns. Some of them would be working days, some of them would be working nights, and they only had a certain number of beds, a certain amount of bed linens, and it was quite a problem. But they all loved each other. They didn't want any members of their families to be out in the cold, and so I think they were much kinder and understanding of each other than they maybe are in these days, where we have so much more.
Well, how did the upper and the middle class, like, did they even compare? Like, I know the upper class probably had more money, but did they have to sacrifice as much as y'all did, the middle class?
I have to be honest. I really don't know how the upper class got along during the Depression. It would be my understanding, from what I can recall, that they were not bothered too much by the Depression. Because, of course, they probably had money in the bank, which they could draw on, or they had
stocks,
bonds, or some bank accounts that they had. Maybe some money that they had inherited. But some of us young people that were just starting out, we didn't have that.
So y'all weren't able to afford to buy stocks when it
No, we couldn't. We couldn't make any investments. The biggest investments we had was food and house rent. And we didn't. Of course, we didn't have a car. Not for several years.
And how old did you say your son was?
He was three.
Is that the only child you had at the time?
At the time, yes.
So it went on even when he was old enough to be enrolled in school, but did you get to enroll him?
We lost one baby that was stillborn when our son was 3 years old. Or not 3 years old. He was 6 years old. Because I can remember. No, he didn't know. He was three, and then I got pregnant during the Depression. But that baby was stillborn. But then 3 years later, or maybe it was 4 years later, we adopted a little girl, and we were very happy with her.
Well. If you would have, he was born stillborn, but did you have him in the hospital or did you have him at home?
I had to have him at home. It was a little girl, and she was 7 months. I was 7 months and 3 weeks pregnant, and she died 2 hours before she was born. I didn't get to see her because I was too ill. I was under anesthetics at the time. And
did you have a doctor that came into the house?
No, I was in the hospital. I was taken to the hospital, hemorrhaging, and that's why the baby was stillborn, was because I was hemorrhaging so badly.
Did you know any of the farmers?
No. I'm sorry to say we did not know any of the farmers, but I don't know whether I'm right about this or not, but it seemed to me, when I look back, that the farmers at least could grow their food. But the people that lived in the cities, like we were, in the we had no way of growing food. Most of us didn't have room for even a small garden. And we had to rely on what we could buy. That's why we looked around for a day-old things, foods to buy.